With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. It's something you just never expect to happen if you're in a church on Sunday morning worshiping God, a church in St. Paul, Minnesota, and an anti-ICE mob stormed the church and the chaos began.
This is a clandestine mission. I think they found out one of, according to them, this is according to Operation Pull Up, that one of the pastors here is a member of ICE. And so here we go.
A description of the scene from a social media video posted by the Center for Baptist Leadership, that from townhall.com. In the meantime, GOP strategist Aaron McGuire says these protesters should be held accountable for the disruption.
We protect the difference between church and state, and we allow people to worship freely and safely in this country.
It is in the very early stages now, but showing signs of growing immensely. At least eight more countries say the United States has invited them to join President Trump's Board of Peace, a new body of world leaders meant to oversee the next steps in Gaza, showing ambitions for a much broader mandate in global affairs.
Australian Deputy Prime Minister Richard Marles said that his government welcomed the invitation.
We need to see that take hold. We need to see the parties in the Middle East work with this peace arrangement, because we need to see an end to the conflict. We need to see humanitarian assistance brought forward, and we need to see that part of the world rebuilt.
The official member list is expected in the coming days. The Board of World Leaders could rival the UN Security Council, which U.S. vetoes have blocked from taking action to end the war. I'm Haya Panjwani.
In Australia, three shark attacks in the last couple of days, all three in critical condition. This is SRN News. Well, the annual March for Life taking place this week.
Hundreds of thousands of people from all across the nation are expected in Washington, D.C. on Friday for the event. It commemorates the 1973 Supreme Court ruling that legalized abortion in all 50 states. And despite the fact that Roe v. Wade has now been overturned, the march goes on. Organizers say, quote, "The necessary work to build a culture of life in the U.S. is not finished. The goal of the march is ultimately to make abortion unthinkable." Michael Harrington reporting.
Christian legal experts hopeful the Supreme Court will uphold state laws banning males from playing on female sports teams. John Bursch of Alliance Defending Freedom says, "I think there are cultural, political, and legal headwinds all supporting this notion that it's just a lie that a man can be a woman. If we want society to respect women and girls, then we need to come to terms with the truth." This is SRN News. The UK Navy has a new addition.
It's a crewless full-size helicopter designed to track submarines and carry out other high-risk missions. Amid rising North Atlantic tensions, the Royal Navy says the maiden voyage for the chopper that cost £60 million was a success. Europe's defense sector has been reshaped since Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine in 2022, as governments increase spending on defense and plan to boost their military ranks.
That is Bill Alexander. Bulgaria's left-leaning president, Rumen Radev, is stepping down. His decision Monday comes amid public expectation he'll form a new political party. He says the official resignation will be later Tuesday. Prince Harry's legal battle against British tabloids has entered its final round. His lawyer claims the Daily Mail engaged in, quote, "unlawful information gathering for two decades." More details, srnnews.com.